When it's gray outside, a colorful, spicy dish of curry can warm the belly and lift the spirits. The culinary tradition of making curry has long existed in a number of different cultures, from India and Thailand to Japan and the Caribbean. Colleen Taylor Senn is the author of the book Curry, A Global History, and she's on the phone with us from Chicago. Culinary historian Linda Palacio, who hosts the radio show A Taste of the Past, joins us in the studio. We're cuddling up with curry for today's Last Chance Foods. Let's start with the word curry. Colleen, what does curry mean?
Well, curry is a very has many meanings, actually. I think the most basic meaning is that it's any dish with a gravy that uses more or less Indian spices. And it can also be used to just mean any dish made with curry powder.
Right. And what is in curry powder? I always thought that curry powder was made like from the curry berry or something, but that's not true. It's a mix of different types of spices, right?
Yes, it is. I did an analysis of different curry powders. And one thing that pretty much all curry powders have in common is turmeric, which is that very yellow spice, which has been shown to have all kinds of health benefits. Then typically it may have coriander, cumin seed, chilies, sometimes cloves, cardamom seeds. Very occasionally it has a leaf called curry leaf, but that's not necessary. A curry leaf is mainly found in South Indian dishes.
Linda, I associate curry with spicy Indian food. Has curry always been a part of the South Asian culinary tradition?
Well, no, actually, chilies are usually part of it. And, of course, we know chilies were a New World food, and that didn't reach, you know, with the traders and the spice route, that didn't reach India until the late 16th century.
What about Japanese curry? What constitutes a Japanese curry? I've seen pictures of it. It looks more like a dark brown gravy. It's not those bright hues that we associate with, say, Indian curries.
Well, yeah. In New York, you have several places that serve Japanese-style curry. And really, it's the antithesis of what we think of as Japanese food. Japanese food being very elegant and beautifully presented and using fresh ingredients. Japanese curry is a rather unattractive thing. It's kind of this yellowy-brown color. And it is actually introduced by the British in the port of Yokohama in the 1860s. And there's various reasons why it caught on. But it's one of the most popular comfort foods in Japan. Although you wouldn't go to a high-end restaurant and expect it.
The Caribbean has its share of curry dishes. Tell me how curry wound up there, through the Brits?
You know, when slavery was abolished in the British Empire, they brought in people who came like for 5 years, and a lot of them came from India, eastern India, because it was very poor there. So the food of the Caribbean has certain connections with the food of eastern states of India, and the spicing is kind of mild, you know, it's nothing very, very dramatic or complicated.
Colleen, what's the strangest curry-inspired dish you've ever had?
Oh, that's such a good question. Gosh. Well, the strangest one I think I've seen is something called bunny chow that they have in South Africa, which is actually a hollowed-out loaf of bread with the curry put in it. And it was something that was developed under apartheid where blacks weren't allowed to go into the restaurants. And the Indian restaurant owners would put this curry in this bread and then pass it out the back door. And now it's become almost a symbol of South Africa as a melting pot. And I actually saw a movie recently called Bunny Chow. So that's kind of the most interesting curry, I think.
Why doesn't the United States have its own curry tradition? How come curry remains an ethnic food for us? After all, we had deep trading ties with the British Empire, too, for decades after Britain assumed control of India. Any thoughts on this?
In this country, in the 1830s, there was a lot of curry served in Boston taverns because of the trade between Boston and India. But that kind of died out, and I don't think there really has been a tradition in the United States.
That's really interesting. Mm-hmm. We're sort of the one curry holdout.
Right. Well, we were long entranced by the French and everything coming over from France, and,
yes.
And Thomas Jefferson certainly influenced our flavors of what was coming in from other countries.
Colleen Taylor Senn is a food writer who specializes in Indian cuisine. She's the author of Curry, A Global History, and she joins us by phone from Chicago. Linda Palacio is a culinary historian. Her show, A Taste of the Past, airs on Heritage Radio Network. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Amy.
And thank you, Colleen.
Thank you very much.
To get Colleen's recipe for a classic Indian curry as well as Thai Musumin beef curry, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about my Last Chance Foods interviews. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.